The head of the Catholic bishops in England and Wales has written a formal letter of protest to the director of the BBC following a documentary that aired this weekend that accuses Pope Benedict of covering up child abuse by priests. Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor says the program Panorama is clearly attempting to distort the truth and defame Pope Benedict himself. The program alleges that the church and the former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger had a deliberate policy of sheltering perpetrators of abuse and silencing victims.
But I think what particularly upset the bishops, and particularly upset me, was the fact that this program was very shoddily researched. It tried to link, because of documents which were issued by the Vatican, badly interpreted, to try and fix blame on Pope Benedict. And we thought this was not only unfair, but mischievous, as well as untrue.
What do you think was the intention of the people who were behind this program?
Well, clearly the intention was to highlight child abuse, yes, but also somehow, again, to blame the Catholic Church. And if you can blame in any way the leader of the Catholic Church, the Pope, then it gets a higher rating. And I think that also was the intention of the makers of this program. Let's relate all this to Pope Benedict, and this will become more of a sensation.
Now, in your letter, you ask if within the BBC there is what you call a persistent bias against the Catholic Church. Do you feel that is the case?
Well, I've said that I think there is. Now, one has to be very careful. BBC do very good programmes. And I indeed, in my letter, I noted that I congratulated the BBC on their coverage of the death of Pope John Paul and the election of Pope Benedict. But there is no doubt, I think, that many people, impartial people, will look at some of the programs that are put out by the BBC and think there is an impartiality here. Impartiality in the sense that they don't give the whole picture. For instance, there was a program about death in Africa where the BBC allowed a program that seemed to give the impression that the Catholic teaching contributed to death of people in Africa without saying anything about the fact that over a quarter of all health care, and particularly for AIDS victims, is given by the Catholic Church in Africa. There are all sorts of things which were totally unbalanced. That's just one example. There are others. And if the Director General asks me to elicit what kind of programs I'm thinking of, I will tell him. But it's also not just about what the programs are, but also, in a sense, what they are not. In other words, there are a number of matters concerning the church which I believe the BBC should have made a contribution. Let me give you an example. World Youth Day in Cologne was hardly mentioned. Here were, you know, half a million young people. Great event. Is hardly touched on by the BBC. The same about the Holy Father's journey to his home country and his visit to Auschwitz. Hardly mentioned. Or the anniversary of Pope John Paul's time is still of a jubilee as Pope. All these things were just not dealt with. And I just feel there's a partiality, as I say, not only what the BBC does in some programmes and what the BBC doesn't do.
So you're saying there should perhaps be better communication between the church and the BBC and perhaps other areas of the media in the UK. I mean, do you feel people on the whole are open to listening to your suggestions? Would you expect any response from the Director General or anybody else regarding this affair, for example?
I haven't had a response as yet, but I wouldn't expect one. He will have just received the letter. But I think a positive response would be to say, well, we're very willing to be in touch with you and those who work for you in the media, and especially with regard to the BBC, to see if there is a truth in what you say, and if so, how we can correct it.
There was no contact from the BBC to the Catholic Office for the Protection of Children and Vulnerable Adults in the making of this programme at all, was there?
Well, this is what particularly troubled us. It was alleged in the programme that an approach had been made to the Vatican to comment, but I'd like to know more details about that. Sometimes I'm quite sure the Vatican office decides not to cooperate with the programme, and for good reasons. But I thought it was very, very wrong for the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, not to have asked anybody from within the Catholic Church to comment on this program, and particularly on those aspects of it which touched Pope Benedict and documents which only the Catholic Church itself could have given a proper interpretation.
Do you feel that in Britain as a whole, the work of that office, the Catholic Office for the Protection of Children and Vulnerable Adults, do you feel that work is respected and that there is a sense that the problem is being dealt with seriously?
I've no doubt about that. People have acknowledged that the work in Britain, resulting from a commission I set up nearly 6 years ago, Lord Nolan's committee, and his recommendations, accepted by all the bishops, have now resulted in the fact that I think child protection issues are dealt with in Britain in a way that's, I think, widely respected. And indeed, even by people of other faiths and fellow Christians, are acknowledged as a model in their field now. Of course, everything can be improved, and that we don't say that there's not yet more to be done. But I do think that our regulations, our recommendations, our rules for child protection are being kept and observed. And as a result, the protection of children is definitely a priority in these countries.
Now, this programme was built around the grief, the anger, the trauma of victims of abuse. What else can the church or should the church be doing to try and help victims of this kind of abuse?
It's a very delicate and important matter. I mean, how can we help victims? And I know that dioceses and our conference are still discussing this matter and taking some action. We have a consultant in my own diocese who actually is someone to whom a victim can approach with a view to getting the right advice and help. Sometimes the victims of this terrible crime, not best to go to a priest or a bishop, but you need someone, as it were, independent, but who will be confident and trained enough to be able to help them. So I think the church in Britain is looking at ways in which we can help victims in a way that's most appropriate for them.
And our thanks there to Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor of Westminster, speaking there to Philippa Hitchin.